Mir war immer das Firma Mal. Ich glaube, es ist der Jöre am Meilers Nummer Stimmung. Und Meier ist ein Missbastler. Weil er kam hier in Missbastler bei Riches. Wir schauen Tedo Missbastler, als ich mich wurscht habe. So, over there he explained that Astora, the Milo of Astora, is something that can be a Schloss Astrin on it. It's something which includes in itself something bigger than the Fratim, and that's the Milo of Astora. And he said, Teda lohoven dorm elu. Ka'ilum azeh roi shneva samaris, ka'ilum azeh shneva shem yisparach ashbu echad. So lekach hi efshash pei pulose gam kinachas. Yechopulo mizdam ala poyol, kmesh banam kama kremis in yuzeh. ולכך צורש לתי הפולו של אוילום אחד. הבחינה השנית, הריבוי שרואה שמוצא באוילום מצד עצמו של אוילום, והפולו עצמו, היא איפה שלא לאוילום בחינה מצד עצמו גם כן. והבחינה הזויס, והריבוי, אין אחד רק השם מספר. והריבוי מחלוק עם אוילום, השני קוראים חלוק עם פרוטים, ורואו שיהיו תשתו כזו כל החלוק עם השבר למייל וגקב ינזר. יש על הפולה אחתוס מצד שני מן הפועל של אחד, יש לי בחלוק מצד הפולה עצמו שמשתשתת עצמו שתסבור למעלה. זה נקרא זה כיף. Every חלק של הבריאה בעצם carries certain nemistic spirit in itself. On the one hand, the בריאה all comes from Kadosh Baruch Hu, Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. So therefore, it cannot be that the בריאה is not that echot, and you know, the, like the Maharal says many times, no, you know, echot, yetze echot, one has to come out of one, and b'meila, it's not possible to have different halakim from, you know, to say that the world's not one. Mitzad sheni, nothing is a Kadosh Baruch Hu, and the world, by definition, are many, many halakim that are distinct. So we have here sort of a problem. On the one hand, everything we expect to be echad, because that's what the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, and from me'echad yetze echad, mitzad sheni, you expect the world to be a ribui, because by definition, a nivraim are ribui. So the resolution is that the world, every element in the world has in itself Nekudas. It has itself an aspect where it's a ribui and an aspect where it's echad. So mitzad, so ten is that mahalach. Mitzad, its own individual self, ten is pratim. Mitzad, the tzuruf of ten. So nine by nine is pratim, three threes. And when you put the one to it, you get in itself something that's kilo, it's out of a Kadosh Baruch Hu also. So in every nivra, in every aspect of the Bria, you have both of those in Yonim. It's the tziruf of the ten, in a sense, the achdus of the Bria lies that in the tziruf of it, you have the echad again. So whenever you have a tziruf of pratim, it becomes again one, and that's where you realize that Kadosh Baruch Hu is one. So it says that the world was created by Astara Ma'aris, and that a person is destroying a world with Astara, and it's building a world with Astara. It means that whenever we attack the world from a ruchnistik point of truth is the point. When I'm doing Averis or Mitzvahs, I'm sharing that chelik. If the Bria had only the quality of ribui to it, then we would be then I wouldn't be just doing anything bad to it in Ruchnias. I mean, when I eat something safe, what am I doing to the physical world? The physical world is not in any way affected by it. It's only because the world, every piece has itself a bigger dimension, in which case, that's what it's affecting. I can give a simple muscle to it. entire mitzvah, the whole picture. So the world of mitzvahs and aveiros is a world that affects primarily the particular the ruchnistic aspect, let's call it, of the world, the echad aspect of the world. There's another famous, as I've said many times, the difference between the bracha versus kishu that we say in the weekdays and the one we say on Shabbos. So we say that there is a in the weekdays we speak of the many things that Kadosh Baruch Hu does, and we refer to the Maila as being the Marav Masach Hashem. Hashem does many things, and the more different things that you do, the more it is chosen Chashivas of Kadosh Baruch Hu. And Shabbos Mizrach Shir says Magodlu Masach Hashem Oydam Kashosecha. Kiyatu Godol lives in Godol and Rav is. When I say something is big, it's one unit that includes many things. If I take broken pieces, I have many. If there's one piece that becomes bigger, I say it's big. So on Shabbos, because Shabbos is the Maila that you see the entirety of the Bria, you are Meshabeach the God of Masecha as opposed to Marav Masecha Hashem. There's also in the second half of it, you see the difference. Kulam Bechachma Sisa means that what I can be Oymed on in the weekdays is the Chachma of each piece. So each piece has its own mahalach, and you know, whether you're talking on a physical level or you're talking on a more level of tachlis, but you have many pieces, each one with their own mahalach, and each one having its own inyan, and it displays a kadosh baruch hu's chachma. Ma'oid omk ma'sestecha is the oimek of machshava lies when you take many things that are seemingly on the surface are distinct. Let's take an example. It says by Eitz Amuka, by Yosef and the brothers. Eitz Amuka means on Pnei HaShtetach, it seems like this story, that story, the other story. And an Oimek, an Eitz Amuka means that beneath the surface, there's a deep plot going on, and that's the cash to all of it. The Oimek of the Machshava is that behind what I see in front, there is one hand is manipulating all these pieces. So, looking at it on the surface, I see this piece, that piece, the other piece. In the very, very Oimek of it, I see something, one hand directing all the pieces, and that's where we get ahead of Oimek of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Machshava. So we have a Kadosh Baruch Hu appears in the Bria in the Rabu Masecha, just the many different pieces and how each mahalach looks differently. It's just like the mashal. In the animals, you find two extraordinary things about the design of an animal. On the one hand, you have so many different creations, so many different creatures, from those that need the hatam to survive, to those who are the coldest, those that are big, those are tiny, those that are this way, that way, the other way, the variety of Balei Chaim is extraordinary. And yet, the DNA material is not the same. I once read that a human and a cockroach, 95% the same, is incredible. There isn't much, all that much difference when it comes to the very basic building block. And yet, so every single nivra has in itself two facets. It has itself the facet of what it is, the teres yachid, and it has itself the facet of where it fits together as a cloud. You have the mashal, for the longest of time, people have admired the important is about Chachma and so on. But some of the things that now we realize is when they speak of an ecosystem, when you have an area that all the different forms of life, both plant life and the animal life, are interdependent and connected. You take out one piece from that whole riot of life, and everything begins to suffer in ways that you can't imagine that they're so interconnected. So each and every chelik of the bria carries both those inyanim to it, and that's the Milo Vastara. Dimin Zeho Ilon, Shesha Nofim Rabi Mechulon, Neim Chelko Ilon, V'yish Kula Ilon Zik Echot U'mikash Demach Kola Halon. In a deeper sense, or maybe it's exactly the same sense, you have in the famous Paskoyo, when you have the what the Chassidim said, the beginning of davening, it says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made 10 different tikkunim, the spheres, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu is within all those spheres. In other words, we're makir the shinuyim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's anhaga, and then we're makir the unity of all the different elements. So by every ilah, v'eshal ilan ikeh v'u mekash makal ha-halokim. U'b'china zoyis imitav yapu ula himin ha-poyol shu echa. L'chein yesh v'pula gam hirach. So because the poyol is echa, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, who brought it into being, is one, so v'meila, all the ha-halokim are one as well. There's v'u mekash ha-halokim. U'b'china zoyis imitav yapu ula himin ha-poyol shu echa. L'chein yesh v'pula gam hirach. And this is the morale in different places poses this more as a question. He says, "Kimina echad, you should only go out to achdos." Then he explains how the bria has this put of achdos. Apchina ches nitzara pula, ki apula tzatzma ein ba achdos v'kribui, aches kan astara. He says every nivra has in itself two facets. And by calling something a nivra, you're telling me that it's separate. It's an entity to itself. It's not kosher to Kadosh Baruch Hu. That's why it's a nivra. On the other hand, if it came from Kadosh Baruch Hu, the echad has to be visible somewhere. What will allow for different bits and pieces to become one is the number 10. Everything that happens, we expect that to be something mitzvah the poel, mitzvah the pula. Vabchina mitzvah atma ribui ve'pes, vabchina mitzvah the poel, a serious looking at a poel. Hare lecha, yasper ma'morosh to bo'ilom, mo'ilah shlemus lo'ilom. Vashcha ha'oilom mekabal tushna shlemus lo'ilom, mashver sasara. So, kdusha that comes from asara, all of the milas of Astara is because Astara is the mashlim of the bria to be a p'china of echad. So it's Havah Talia, the kedusha of Astara and this p'china. V'yeshkol ha'havin misham keish tishka v'yema v'astirish u'breishas v'kray l'akoyl k'neged astirish u'mekash v'chalokim v'chim v'chakol. So if you look at Astara ma'amaris that the world is created with, so you find both of those types of mamar. You have nine mamarim that it says mefurish ayayma, and that those are mamar. And you have racious nami mamar, which includes all. What's very, very fascinating is, and it actually is, it stims very much, is that one would on the surface have expected that Maimah should be the last one. So to speak, Asiri Kodesh, he puts everything together. The truth is that the Bereishis is the first Maimah. And the reason is because even though the 10th one is Mashlim, but the Hashlama lies in the Tchuna of the Shevesh Nevoi. The first piece came into being. And let's go back to a mashal. Imagine we're looking for minyan. The David. So the Telchel comes, Asteri Kodesh, he's made us back in a Kulam, a lot of wonderful things for Asteri, and that fits in what we're saying. But if you think in the Oimek, it's the first person who stalled effective the minion. The first person came along and said, we're now going to make a minion. His mahalach was a mahalach of creating a pet. In other words, the shirish is where it lies. True that until there's no hashlama, there's nothing. If you don't have the 10 pieces, you don't have the minion. And the 10th person before is mashmit. But when you mashmit, where does the echad lie? That echad lies in the shirish divay. And like I guess it's most with the tree. That's where the echad is going to lie.
Is that because it has the direction in it, or is it because it actually is kailit? Just by having the direction would not do it. Like the first guy in the minion is not really going to have that koyach.
Together, as one organism. it is that, that needs to be full in. It falls in place. That's when a person is shaykh to be a viable organism. But the shayrish of that, who Bal Korcha laid in the very first instructions, the genius of the first cell gave instructions, we will now nasod them. We're going to create a person. You become the hand, you become the foot, you become the liver, you become the kidneys, you do this, you do this. And therefore, and together we will be a person. So that's what it means, everything is going to be a mission. I am a kavi, misham tovin, kastiri, bekrecha kol, who is saying to Mishna Kail. So the astiri in its mahalach, in other words, we look at the astiri as, I guess what's the right word for it, as the one again. In other words, the one is mizgala as the one of the protim, the astiri. So almost when I decide I'm going to make a minya for Meir. So in potential, when I said I'm making a minyan, that's when the minyan was discussed. Before, the minyan came to being when the 10th person came there. When a spell is turned on and it begins the process of forming of lad, so at that moment that spell is going to make a human being. It before it happened, when all the different types of organs have been formed, and when the last piece falls into place, he's now a person ready to function. Well, the fikach like Steve by Yemi Yavarishan, by Kol Nivra of Yavarishan, is a mile of Oilam Shiva Samamars. Umash, the Hiksha Max, the Valley, the Lay Maimaklaikh of Oilam, the Trey Pages, my Movesh of Maimaklau. So he says, well, why didn't he ask if he's asking questions about the Bria, why didn't he ask that he doesn't need Maimaklau? But, you know, the rest of the mission seems to be a Kodesh Baruch could have had an easier job. Okay, he could have had a much, much easier job. He says, the ancient Rekha, Dovaza Eina Kashtan. Ke Eina Kavana Rakshna Yisrof Livroiz Kol Bria Bria Fne Atma, Raka Kol Biyachad. Kavana is not going, you know, what do you need it, what is that? He's talking about more the tour of the Bria. We're not talking about how a Kodesh Baruch did it, but he's rather talking a lot more than the tour of the Bria.
Amira, that's a description of what Bria
other. So just like when I do something to Dibur, it means I've done it for the others. It needed to be Dibur because that's the actual description of it. Okay, let's hold it here. Any questions?
Yeah, just to understand the last line when he says Valei Blei Maimer Klal Hayochel Livra Soilim Shabreivish is Maimer Hu Ve'Ein Shal Maimer Klal. What does that mean? It's not a Maimer.
It doesn't say. In other words, it's somewhere. There was nobody there to talk to, and it's something which is it doesn't say the word Maimer, and it's neither here nor there. Says it is a mimer. It's called a mimer. It's a mimer. The ancient mimer called the word vayoma doesn't say at all. It's not written. You know, so he means to say it was a quote unquote physical mimer. Let's call it, but it was not. But we don't have any description of it as a mimer.
So therefore, he means to ask that like that's mimer. It's not. You know, just like Bracious was. It's not really a mimer. Therefore, what? Yeah.
He says, why didn't he ask, you don't need any mamarim? So, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't have to actually say it. You call these mamarim, and you don't have to have said it. That's, I think, what he means to ask.
I understand.
It's sort of a new question. I'm not sure why he brings it in here, but I think that's his thought.
I understand.
Okay.
Score.
Take care. Good night.